of you are probably wondering why Jerry isn't with us tonight. Well, I'll tell you. The fact is, he's tied up. And I'm the one who tied him. Well, I know you think I'm joking, but believe me, that's the only way I could break into show business. Right now, Jerry is strapped to a chair somewhere in the middle of this city. Well, go ahead and laugh. Thank you. I appreciate it. But the fact is, I'm here. Now, tomorrow you'll know that I wasn't kidding and you'll think I was crazy. But look, I figure it this way. Better to be king for a night than schmuck for a lifetime.
Welcome. How are all of you doing? You are doing great because you're listening to Jim and Them, episode 450. That's right. Halfway point on the road to 500. Part two. My name is Mike Steele. You guys need to forget about me. You need to forget all about me. I'm going to break it down for you. There are two men here in this room, and they need your recognition. You know what? They don't need your recognition, but they deserve your recognition. The first man, of course, you've heard of him. You've seen him. He's probably on the front of your t-shirt because he's so goddamn popular. Of course, I'm talking about Mr. Jeff Murphy!
Hey. Well, hey, Mike, What if a good hardcore band had Kate McKinnon as the lead singer?
Yeah, you know what? Fuck off.
Let's go.
I don't know why you suddenly dislike Newfound Glory. I gotta know you get drunk and start tweeting about all this nonsense.
I pulled my third eye wide fucking open. I grabbed my third eye like Coatsy and I was ripping it open. I was like, wait a minute, there are no good Newfound Glory songs.
No, you're a crazy person.
And I pulled it wide open and I started listening to Boxcar Racer. I was listening to Boxcar Racer, my dude, the other day.
Fucking
God. And there's a lot of hot tracks on Boxcar Racer.
Fucking Jeff. Thank you. Thanks, Jeff. Thank you so much. The next person that I am going to introduce is a man that you clearly put on the back of your customized football jerseys, even though they are really expensive and you should put your last name, you put his. That person is, of course, Mr. J.M. Scampoler.
Yo. Never made it as a wise man. I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing.
Wow.
Tired of living like a blind man. I'm sick of sight without a sense of feeling.
Deep.
And this is how you remind me this is how you remind me of what I really am. This is how you remind me of what I really am. What it do, Jim Scampoli?
Good thing I didn't trip and fall into that poem because of how deep it was.
Oh,
Jim.
Yeah, we're going deep with my boss.
I was originally going to bring in part two with a discussion about how none of us could fucking make up our minds about that pizza before before we realized. So Jeff, you know what? I'll bring it up just a tiny bit.
We'll still get into it.
Jim and I didn't realize you were serious. I don't know if I mentioned that before.
Yeah.
We thought you were goofing, but in true Jim and them fashion. We all woke up to a text this morning sent from 3:30 in the morning by Jeff Murphy asking us, hey, can we all decide on three toppings that aren't meat?
Traditional pizza toppings.
Yeah, non-traditional pizza toppings for a pizza. And of course,
it immediately broke down into
it turned into us threatening to kill each other if certain ingredients were involved and saying that the other people would rather die than eat something. It was a very Jim and them discussion.
I can't imagine how much you guys hate pineapple. It's such a great topping.
I was waiting.
I'm not down with a pineapple on my pizza.
It's so gross. Such a great topping, and it's pretty much a traditional topping.
I don't want anything sweet on my pizza.
My girlfriend really likes pineapple. I'm not having pineapple on my fucking pizza. And yet, what happened at 3 in the morning that kind of, what was your muse to?
I was just thinking, because I was like, there's no way we could all agree on on one topping. Because I was thinking about how close-minded you are about your pizza toppings. And
you mean you're close-minded?
No, I would eat any pizza topping.
But
right
no,
now.
You're close-minded because everything you had was like two of the same things, and then one thing different.
No, it was always because like, I was trying to make it not easy.
Bell pepper, pineapple, and ham.
It was a lot
and
of like, nah, a lot of banana pepper.
How about,
and pineapple.
Oh yeah, that's what it was. How about banana pepper?
Because
salami. Because
I was trying to
then.
Make it a bit. It wouldn't be cool if I was like, hey, you want pepperoni and sausage in a black olives?
No,
fuck you.
But I'm just saying, you had the same.
Yeah,
it was always and
because
it was
they were
like
trying to be all things I could get.
Instead
and then,
of salami, it was ham. And
Mike
then,
said fucking honey baked ham. I was like, oh, let's get a fucking pot roast then.
No,
if we were living in fantasy
I was
world.
Giving you the Hawaiian theme without the gross ingredients.
But like, I was trying to go to a pizza place and order food.
I thought you were just doing the what if. The
Jake
what
was
if
supposed
scenario.
To be on my side, and he didn't help at all.
Well, you talked about pineapple, and Jim mentions how about adding some apple slices for texture, and I add, how about some mandarin oranges and pitted cherries?
Yeah, that's like pineapple isn't like a fucking traditional topping.
That
at
was
point.
More. I brought up on the show before. I watched a lot of cooking shows, even though I get so annoyed at the hoity-toity fucking judges.
This is so crisp.
And they're always like, I'm like, let's add apple for a nice texture and a crunch. I'm like, no. How about if it doesn't fucking taste good with it? Fuck your texture and your crunch.
Yeah, how about ingredients that all taste good?
Well, hey, you add the pineapple for the citric sweetness, and then you offset it with like a spicy meat, like a
pepperoni.
Yeah,
but that's true, by the way.
Yeah, but what about the mouthfeel, Jim?
Yeah, it tastes really good, but the texture's weird. Fuck off.
It's delicious, but it 1%. It's not what I expect it to feel like.
Man, I can't imagine being some old downtrodden losers like you. Like, oh, I remember that they put Necco wafers
but
on.
Dude, you think you're some fucking learned guy because you want to put banana peppers on everything.
First of all, banana peppers, you're a motherfucking Italian. You should be down with these pickled banana peppers on everything.
I'm not loving peppers on a pizza. I'll eat it, but
they
I'm
just
not
make the whole
it.
Pizza taste like a pepper it. Smells.
Mm-mm.
It just it fucking saturates it.
No.
And then obviously I am fucking, I'll die on the hill of no onions.
But dude, red onion is not the same. Red onion on a pizza is not the same as an onion on a pizza.
I'll take either onions. Both are delicious.
I'll eat
both of my balls.
I'll eat human flesh before I eat either of those.
No, but you're an idiot. This is why you're dumb. Because I had the perfect...
Which one of us?
both of you.
Okay.
the perfect three top that anyone could agree on.
Yeah, but it was some like easy shit. I wasn't trying to do...
Yeah, Jim, Jim, I just want to hear your stupid three top real quick.
Well, but that's the thing. I didn't think it was that exotic, but it was coming off of, like, you said exotic, and I was like, well, what do you mean by exotic? And you didn't reply, but then Jake Jake and Mike started talking about like peppers and onions and mushrooms, and I'm like, oh, that's
how
exotic we're
getting. I assumed he meant just like anything but pepperoni.
Well, because so we're all
yeah, that's why I was like, you just you throw some fucking barbecue chicken, some bacon, and some red onions.
Well, Jake, Jake killed myself before I eat a barbecue pizza.
No,
they're fucking dumb
on,
shit.
No,
I'm not saying it's the greatest.
Barbecue sauce instead of pizza sauce.
You're such an idiot. No, no, that's not how you make it. You still make it with regular sauce, you dumb fuck.
No, no one does except apparently
no, everyone does except. I worked at a pizza place for 7 years.
But even at both ways
so
are good. Both
well,
ways
maybe
are good.
Maybe in the fucking 80s they put barbecue sauce on
you're
pizza.
You're scum
shit,
if you don't like barbecue sauce.
I am
sauce.
A true 90s kid. It was through the 90s and into the aughts. Into the early aughts.
Only real 90s kids
well,
know
then,
barbecue
who
pizza.
Arnold's parents?
And no, don't get me wrong. There were people, and I think the original way they made it was just the barbecue sauce
well,
instead.
Well, I've only had it
but
instead,
that's
and that's
dumb.
Awful.
No, that's dumb.
Yeah, exactly.
You put regular sauce on there. But then you just have your chicken already marinated in fucking barbecue. You put it on the sauce.
Okay.
You put the cheese on top of that. You put the bacon and the red onion.
But don't put sauce on the pizza.
No, you still put the sauce on the pizza, yeah.
On top of the pizza sauce?
No, but the sauce is just
it's
in
on
the
chicken.
Chicken.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
on the chicken.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no, yeah.
Okay,
you don't need
I'm
to put the
you.
No,
I'm
you don't
you.
Put the barbecue sauce on the pizza. You just put it on the chicken.
Okay.
And then you
so
put
you
the
just, you just
then you put the red onion on it, then you throw it in the trash and eat good pizza.
Oh no, so you dip the pepperoni in mayonnaise and just put that pepperoni with mayonnaise in there and then it doesn't ruin the pizza.
But dude,
right,
you're fucking
you fucking clown.
First of all, why'd you put in mayonnaise, you fucking weirdo?
I'm goofing on your barbecue chicken. All right. I'm faking like I was on your side. You got swerved.
No. Because you're bringing up your fucking straw man.
I'll kill you
pizza.
Right now.
You're bringing up your straw man pizza argument.
I told you guys I'm
you
shooting up the
idiot.
Studio if we can't.
Coming at you with your fucking straw man toppings. And then Mike
I
over here.
I was trying to make a straw man pizza.
Mike over here messing with like a fucking proven combination talking about put some avocado on there.
Oh,
it's
I,
like,
oh,
yeah,
I got
go
I,
back
hey,
to the
hey,
go
hey,
back to surfing.
Myself.
Go back to Venice Beach, you fucking fag.
Yeah. Oh,
hey, there's so there, fucking vegetables suck on pizza. And I was just trying to fucking.
Vegetables suck on
I
pizza?
I was trying to reach
no,
across.
No, they don't. They're like
fuck
the best
you.
Toppings. The best
it's
toppings,
all
like,
about meat. If you're going to put anything on a pizza,
it's all about
meat.
Jeff, you're a fucking
yeah, you're a fucking.
Against, I hate mushrooms. I
I'm
hate
not
all
against
the
a veggie on a pizza, but no one's getting just a veggie on a pizza.
I'm not saying just veggie, but to say veggies are garbage on pizza.
Well, no, all the veggies you were talking about were fucking ooh, 100 different
red
types
peppers,
of peppers, 100 different types of onions. It's like, oh, how about you want diarrhea? Come on, you have to have one diarrhea, and then you can have pepperoni. It's the sorcerer's camp.
You eat so little vegetables that one vegetable on a pizza gives you
vegetables,
diarrhea. That's how bad you're saying.
Vegetables on a pizza are disgusting. Who wants that? Who wants that?
Everyone.
No, the best pizza is clearly just like nine meats. Not like
I'm
fine with
meat
lovers.
Meats, but I
yeah,
love
the
a,
meat lovers. Is all, that's the best pizza
throw
in
all
the
of
planet.
In there or kill yourself.
Nah, fucking.
Meat lovers and olives.
Olives are fine, I guess. But if, but they're just taking the place that a meat could take.
Yeah, olives.
I say put a fucking guava on there. Is there some fucking guava in there?
Ugh.
It's super sweet. It's super delectable.
Just a mushroom
just a
pizza.
What are you, a fucking Ninja Turtle? Get the fuck
get
out of here, Koopa,
yeah.
You scum.
I could eat a mushroom pizza, but I'm not insane.
You fucking cartoon character.
I fucking love mushrooms, but if I see someone coming down the line with a mushroom pizza, they're about to shoot up a school.
I am proud of all of us. Not a single one of us mentioned anything like a sardine or some shit
oh,
like that.
Oh, no, like an anchovy
well,
or something.
The thing
get
was,
the
I was actually trying
here.
To get the pizza. That's why I was pretty limited on what I could do. I didn't have fucking like avocado and honey-baked ham or hot roast.
We used to make, at my pizza shop, we used to make taco pizza. Jeff would probably fucking be going bonkers like a dumbass.
I've had taco pizza, but it was shitty.
It was so, our taco pizza was
but
fucking great.
But it was frozen,
great.
So that's it what was, I'm basing it on.
Yeah, I guess they, what, the Red Baron kind of yeah. makes one. Because, yeah, we would make it similar to that. It would be like taco meat and then kind of like crunched up Tostitos. And then when you take it out,
sounds
put
like
a little taco sauce
eat.
On it,
like
and then even
babies.
A little diced tomato and lettuce. You
oh, tomato and lettuce!
No, that's a good one. I've had a pizza a where all the it had ground beef in it, but with all the taco seasonings and the taco sauce on it.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. Mm. Mwah, Jeff. Mwah. Mwah.
Y'all are some fucking children. Like we could have like a normal pepperoni pizza, and then like I try to put a fucking olive on it, and y'all.
Well, even but even the pizza you brought like the weird ass like thick crust or whatever. What
the
was that
pan
shit?
Crust, the good
fuck
crust.
Yeah, fuck your pan
he's
crust.
He's over here singing the praises of pan.
It's the only good crust.
You're out of your mind.
Domino's.
You're out of your mind.
No. The hand toss is made out of sawdust. I've seen it made, and it's not good. We scoop it off the floor.
Now, I mean, I'm not talking about getting a Brooklyn style or some shit.
Oh, that shit's disgusting.
Yeah, no, that's a fucking
that's
gross
like
as a cracker.
Right?
It's like a cracker. No, that's no, like the that's Chicago style. I think you're thinking of.
I hate
you're
that.
You're thinking of thin, where it's hard.
Oh yeah, where it's
but
like it's on a fucking.
But don't Domino's call it Brooklyn style?
No,
or
they
something
have
like
a
that?
Brooklyn style, and all it is greasy.
Where it's on like thin, thin flatbread that's right. crunchy.
Yeah, I'm thinking
that.
Of they
crunchy.
Also have
it's
the
soft
thin
and greasy.
I think Kevin used to like the thin crust. No, and
I like thin. I like thin if it's like Sbarro type. Big,
yeah, no, that's
giant,
fine.
That's
but
know,
not
that's
the way
actually cracker. More Brooklyn.
That's
that you're thinking
yeah,
about.
That's like the regular like.
But not when
crust.
It's like on a fucking cracker. Basically.
But yeah, the garbage. I mean, Domino's for the most part, we all know it's garbage. But it's decent enough if there's no other pizza around. It's better than a fucking
it's
frozen
Pizza Hut. Pizza Hut's like soggy. Like someone although, like, oops, drop the pizza in the swimming pool. Whatever. I guess I'll still take it to these people.
Although
where's my tip?
I've turned the corner on the hand tossed Pizza Hut. Because Pizza Hut always makes me sick. But then they had like the $5 deal or whatever, and it's different. It's
I'll get sick for $5.
It's the hand tossed. And I tried it, and I liked it because it's just like regular pizza. But then I accidentally got the regular one.
But then
they're fucking buttery, thick garbage.
You're like, I miss the old Pizza Hut. I'm sticking my pizza in the shower for 5 minutes.
But yeah,
if you
I
don't
mean,
like pan pizza, you're a homo.
No, I like pan pizza, but I ain't down with no fucking Domino's pan pizza. You out of your mind? And
it
it's not
like,
better.
Tastes
it's
like
not
BJ's
better than fucking like
original
regular
Domino's?
Brooklyn
yes.
crust, Brooklyn style,
hand tossed original with garlic crust. Fuck that shit.
No, fuck
more
you,
like ass
fucking
crust,
dumbass.
Fucking fuck you. So that was us reading our
tweets.
Well,
because then you were trying to kick us. Both you clowns tried to kick out like an artichoke at one point.
That was me reaching across the aisle.
Pizza, it's great.
People were throwing all these vegetables out there that sounded like shit, and I was like, at least I don't hate artichokes. I hate onions and I hate peppers.
Artichoke hearts on a pizza. So
I was willing to at least like concede. I wasn't pro artichoke, but I was willing to concede artichoke.
And then Jeff was trying to kick some fucking spinach shit.
Oh yeah, even Jake was
with
noise.
Kevin laughing like, okay, well I can't get away with anything that's normal. I was like, I'll throw spinach. I tried to make like a normal pizza and then like, eh, spinach.
But he kept trying to fucking Trojan horse his pineapple where he's like, all right, he's fucking breaking his own rules. His rule is like no pepperoni.
Yeah, but I make the
then
rules.
He's like, fine, we could put pepperoni, but we got to put pineapple.
No, yeah, I was going to give you pepperoni, but you have to have pineapple, and you're not allowed to remove it from the slice without getting the slice slapped
out
of your
hand. I know it's unpopular, and the chat's bringing this up. I think Little Caesars is good.
Yeah,
it is definitely poor people pizza, but for $5,
well,
you know,
and
honestly,
better than
sometimes
frozen.
Not even for just, like, take away the qualifier of how much it costs. I think it's fine.
I mean, it's far from great, but I don't think it's the worst. The
it's better than any frozen.
I think it's better than Pizza Hut and Domino's.
That's what I would say. Costs as much as frozen.
I'd probably go Domino's over Little Caesars, but I
well, yeah, but it's more expensive.
Maybe I would go Little Caesars over Pizza Hut, though. Hmm. But I think I would go Domino's over Little Caesars. But the absolute, if you're talking about worst pizza, it's Little CeCe's pizza. It's absolutely
worst.
Oh,
yeah, CeCe's.
Well, it's barely pizza.
There's no worse pizza than CeCe's pizza.
Yeah, that guy shot those cops in CeCe's.
So basically, instead of putting sauce on the pizza, a man holds sauce and looks at the pizza and goes, that good enough.
It's fucking such trash.
But I think Little Caesars is good. I think Little Caesars is delicious.
I have no problem with Little Caesars.
I think that, and people need to fucking get on this, the ultimate meat lover's pizza from the fucking take and bake from Walmart.
Is the shit. No, Walmart pizza sucks.
No, I know it sounds crazy, but Chad and I get this one all the time. It's delicious. You even
Chad's
you
a
ate
fucking
it,
mark.
You ate it at the pay-per-view one of those times, and you thought it was delicious.
I probably was high on meth.
Is that
high.
Just the one they have in the, it's just in a box in like the... Like by the,
I don't know. I had a Supreme from
Walmart, meat lovers.
And I returned it.
It's Philly cheesesteak, buffalo chicken, pepperoni, sausage, bacon, and there's like 100 things on it, and they're all good. It's so good. It's so delicious.
It's like pineapple, avocado, artichoke hearts.
Fucking trash.
Pickle stems.
Trash pizza.
just the cores of peaches.
You got to get on a fucking Blaze pizza. I'm about a Blaze pizza.
What's a Blaze pizza?
Huh?
What's that?
Have you been fucking... there's one up over here on Decatur.
I haven't even heard.
It's one of those like...
Let alone Ben.
It's one of those... I don't know if it's wood fried, but it's one of those where it's like you go down the aisle and make it. You're like, oh, I want regular sauce. I want regular cheese. I want this.
Oh, sounds
topics.
Like it'll go out of business real soon.
And then they, because it's kind of like a like an 8-inch or 10-inch pizza. It's like one of these. It's like $6 or something. And they cooks in like fucking 8 minutes or something.
Oh, that's
like that.
Cool.
I'm about a fucking blaze, though.
I think Everett Gunther has garbage Little Caesars in Canada. But then again, everything tastes like cardboard in Canada.
Well, he says he gets barbecue sauce. That's why they always Little Caesars.
Well, he's so saying that it tastes like cardboard if you dip it in sauce. I think everything up there is like fucking. That's why you always have to cover
well,
it in syrup and cheese.
People in Canada are dumb fuck French Canadians that are like put their mayonnaise on French fries and shit. Like, ooh.
Ooh, I'm finished eating my cardboard, better shit in the shower.
Or they're eating fucking, what is it, poutine or whatever the fuck it is?
No, but like apparently.
They soak everything in stuff. Everything
like
has to be
gravy
soaked
and
in
shit.
Stuff.
A French thing is to put mayonnaise on French fries, and I wanted to kill myself when I heard about it.
JT's talking about a Papa Murphy's. There's one
Papa
up the street,
Fire.
But I've never had it. I always wanted to try it.
I used to, and for a similar reason, because they were one of the few places that wasn't a grocery store that took food stamps. Back when I was I was in like, I got food stamps for like 2 years when I was in like, maybe late middle school, early high school, something like that.
Yeah.
And they were the only place that wasn't a grocery store.
I never heard of that.
To tell Kevin so that we'll have no groceries.
It's getting Papa Murphy's.
Yeah, I'll come home to a lot of Papa
They don't
Murphy's
cook it,
boxes.
Right? They just make it
and
give you the...
It's,
you take it and
it's like a step below frozen pizza because they prep everything.
That stuff's
and
fresh,
instead
too.
Of
the
free
pineapple's
super and then they just kind of like put it in a box and sometimes it's... sometimes they have the faster ones, but yeah, it's basically a take and bake, but without being frozen.
The crickets are so so fresh.
I've been eyeing a fucking dough mix, so I'll make my own pizza from scratch. A fucking piece
Dude.
Of
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, you'll put some fucking
every time
terrible shit in
no,
it.
No, it'll just blow your mind, that's
dumb,
all. You'll never be able
snake.
To eat another type of
pizza
again.
He'll take a bite, and then fucking diarrhea will come out of his mouth, and I'm like, ooh, delicious. He'll eat it like a cat, eating their own crap.
Wow, cat food is great on pizza,
Chad and I always make try to make pizzas, and we make them too big, and then we just have to fucking like
calzone.
Flop them over on themselves and turn them into pizzones.
Ah.
But we don't call them calzones. They're called pizzones, like from like pizzones.
Like Pizza Hut?
Yeah, pizzone.
Fuck a calzone. I'll say it. I'll say it right now. It should be good.
Oh, listen to fucking Everett Gunther's dumbass.
I'll take a fucking stromboli.
Mayo on fries is heaven, goddammit. Open your eyes.
Throw your calzone against the wall and I'll eat your stromboli.
First of all, why are you shitting on a calzone? What kind of calzone have you had before?
Yeah. It's like a fake-ass stromboli.
No, calzone's just pizza.
Didn't you just
like,
get stuffed pizza when we got pizza the other night?
Yeah, it wasn't good.
It's basically a calzone. But it's like you went out of your way to get it. That's basically
they
a calzone.
They convinced me on it. I should have went stromboli.
They convinced you.
The calzone's delicious. It's just it's like a good hot pocket.
What's the difference between
a
stromboli and a calzone anyway?
The crust and the shape and the everything, you dumb Mick.
But well, you fucking idiot. Your stuffed pizza wasn't a calzone, you know that, right?
I know, and it wasn't very good. I've had both.
Jeff's the Everett Gunther of Las Vegas.
I've had both. A stromboli all day. A stromboli at the Santa Fe Sbarros.
I hope that Everett Gunther gets trapped outside during the purge and someone sticks his head in a fucking one of those things where they drop a blade on it and chop it off. What are those called?
There's
like
a side by side.
I hope
different.
He gets guillotined. I hope he gets guillotined.
These aren't even really different. It's
just
one's like wrapped.
Look
kind
at
of.
The bread. The bread's different.
You mean the dough?
Oh, yeah. Okay. We're going to go that. They're going to go that route, are we?
But dude, it's not even
they're
really that different. You're like, fuck a calzone, give me a hot pocket.
It's like saying that a pig in a blanket and a hot dog are that different.
Well, they're very different. Those two things are very different.
They're very
different. A pig in a blanket is like a biscuit around a fucking...
Dude, a meatball,
the same.
Meatball calzone, the fuck out of my face. It's so good, you piece of shit.
Oh, it's like if you put a hamburger on a fucking wheat bread versus a hamburger and a fucking
toaster. You're such a stupid asshole, Jeff. You're such a stupid asshole.
You're such clowns who have no palate. You got your palate at Home Depot. You're like, oh, fucking, oh, a stromboli and a calzone.
Americans don't like fucking poutine or however you say it, so don't try to even kick that shit in the chat.
Americans are like mustaches that hang out downtown.
Yeah, next time you're in Vegas, you can eat my ass, Everett, and you'll fucking be like, oh, no, guys, everyone, eat Mike's ass.
Best calzone in his ass.
Seth Rogen's writing partner there, what's his name?
Everett. Goldstein or something?
Yeah, yeah. Or Evan Goldberg
Goldstein.
Or whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
He tried to, like, get his money and start a poutine business in the States. Fucking tanked. Lost a bunch of money. Piece of shit.
Well, I want gravy all over my fry with some cheese curds.
Who's on the line?
Hey, it's James Thomas from Facebook.
What up?
Bringing the energy.
Y'all are moved off the topic about the
this guy's talking through a calzone.
Yeah, dude, we can't hear you, man.
I apologize, man. Yeah, you're cutting out pretty bad.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, you sound a lot better.
Okay, yeah, I'm just saying, y'all already moved on from the topic about Papa Murphy's and food stamps. When I lived in the South, there was a restaurant where they would fix an entire, like, meal for you and then, like, put it in the freezer, and then the next day you can pick it up and, like, buy it with food stamps.
That's actually kind of a like rad idea.
It's like, yeah, it's like if you, like, chef. Didn't want to cook for Thanksgiving, you could just go there and say, hey, I want this, 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 and this, and they'll cook it all for you, freeze it, and then the next day you come back, buy it, and then warm it up.
It's because there's a dumb loophole for food stamps. You can't buy hot food.
Prepared food.
Yeah, so like that's actually a pretty dope, that's a dope fucking loophole.
We had, it used to be called Fresh and Easy, went out of business. I used to be down for Fresh and Easy.
Fresh and Easy was awesome. I couldn't believe it went out of business because everyone I know liked it.
Yeah, it was pretty bummed.
What did you say your name was, dude?
David Thomas from the Facebook group.
Oh, okay, cool, cool.
Yeah. He's part of the Stromboli squad.
Well, hey, thanks for the call, dude.
Thanks for calling, brother.
No problem.
He's part of the Stromboli squad. See our movie in theaters starring Miss Kate McKinnon as the calzone, as the calzone lady.
Oh, fuck.
You know Kate McKinnon probably fucking loves calzones.
I bet Kate McKinnon's always like, oh, I love Jeff Murphy. I'm basically girl version.
Megan McCartney.
Of
over
course,
here.
Omar's about a fucking poutine. Get out of here.
Yeah, yeah, fucking. How do we exile him from our fan base? How do we kick him out of our country?
Nah, Omar's just choosing to like a
He's
dumb
being
thing
a hipster
just to
douche.
Be opposite.
Yeah,
that's classic Omar.
So yeah, well, you ended up just doing what, a half pepperoni pineapple?
Yeah, because honestly, I see so many pepperoni pineapples and I never had it. I was like, why does this keep happening? So I had to try it. It's all right. Hawaiian's better. I don't understand these millennials with their pepperoni pineapple, but I'll go with a Hawaiian any day.
Shit. I don't know. I still can't think of a fix that we'd all be able to agree on.
I would have been blown away if we found something. It's weird because there was the number three. The three is what fucked everything up because I was like, I will refuse to say yes to a pepper or an onion, and that seemed like that's a lot of options. And if we can't have pepperoni, we can't have any of the basic meats. It's like fuck, dude.
Pepperoni,
it's fucked.
Sausage, ketchup.
The stipulations were too strong. the stipulations were too strong. It was like Jake with all of his, would you rather eat an ice cube gambit. Or have your dick cut off by a fire ant? And you're like, oh, I don't know, man. It's pretty one-sided.
You guys have the mac and Cheetos yet?
It's going national soon.
Oh, it's not a thing
yet. That was a regional thing that they were testing, and then it kind of blew up viral, so they announced that it's going national.
Oh, you got the mac and Cheetos between fried chickens, double Cheeto, double down Cheeto.
I like the double down. The double down was great.
It's just a viral food of the viral food.
Yeah, all about them viral
bacon
foods.
Cheeto.
Yeah, viral foods are like the new, they're going to be the new Irma Gerd.
A viral food saved Taco Bell with their Doritos taco, apparently. Like, they were, like, bankrupt almost or something.
Really?
And then the Doritos taco that they stole from some guy made them a ton of money.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Weird. Yeah. That's
Taco
bizarre.
Bell's the best.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I've always loved it. But
yeah, I've always been all about it.
I thought you hated on Taco Bell.
Who?
You.
No!
He hates Del Taco. He says that the beef tastes like dirt.
Oh, I hate Del Taco, too. I could have sworn Jeff was defending
Del
Taco.
That's my favorite. No,
I think Thorson was defending Del
Taco. Yeah, I think she's one of those ones like, ugh, yuck.
You got to go to Barstow or whatever. That old fucking...
I went to that one, and I got chili cheese fries, and they were the worst chili cheese fries I've ever had. And then I ordered a burrito, and all the things I asked for off were the only things that they left on.
But it's the original Del Taco. It's supposed to be the best one.
It was trash. And then there was this guy in there smoking a cigarette, and everyone kept asking him to leave. And he just kept being like, and so like everyone just kind of just gave up and decided he has to leave eventually.
Yeah, Barstow's a hellhole.
Yeah, what do you do when you live in Barstow? Just screaming.
You
Del
work
Tacos?
At Del Taco.
You just hope people drive through your city.
Yeah, you smoke cigarettes in fast food restaurants.
I feel like people that live there like all run out on their lawn and like throw rocks at cars that go by like, ah, get out of here.
Come here.
Get me out of here. Take me with you.
Moe's. No, we don't have Moe's.
No, I've never even heard
Chipotle.
Of Moe's.
It is what Moe's is. It's just white
is
people
really?
Mexican.
It's just a Chipotle?
Yeah.
Whoa, okay. whoa. Eric Gunther, you'll get chili cheese fries, but not poutine.
You'll put something else on fries, but not
you'll
gravy.
You'll put something delicious on fries, but you won't eat cum?
Yeah. Well, my thing is, I've never had poutine, and I'm not against it, but I'm also not for it.
Poutine just tastes gross
I'm not against it.
Gross.
I mean, yeah, I'm not necessarily, because I've never had it either. I'm not necessarily against it, but like.
Don't act like
it's
chili cheese fries.
It's the same with like, yeah. And even chili cheese fries.
Wait, you'll eat a hamburger, but not this moose's anus?
But it's similar like people get animal style fries at fucking In-N-Out. It's like, I ain't about that.
Oh, those are fantastic.
Just give me some fries. I don't want all this shit on it.
Actually, if you're at In-N-Out, like, don't give me any fries because they're terrible. Fuck out of here.
Fair enough. But I'm just saying, if I'm going to get fries, I'm not going to get them fucking animal style.
And it's a little too much. I will agree.
Yeah,
a little much. It's basically
and same
poutine,
with like,
right?
Same with like chili cheese fries. Like, I like chili cheese fries, but there's a fucking time and a place for that shit.
Yeah, it's
not
a
French
fry.
It's
not an always thing.
Yeah.
I've never ordered a chili cheese fry.
I love
chili cheese fries. I'll eat it, but I've never been like, you
to me, I'll take chili cheese fries in 50-50 with regular fries, depending on my mood, but I will always take a chili cheese dog before I'll take a hot dog. If you give me the chance,
I'll take like a
90
mustard.
Times out of 100, I'll take a chili cheese dog over a hot dog.
I'll take a standard dog all the way.
Anything you want. A hot dog with all the fixins, whatever you want. I'll take a chili cheese dog 9 times out of 10.
Nah, fixins.
Give me the option.
Maybe throw
I'll take
some
it.
Chili in there with the fixins. You never know, dude. Jack. You never know.
You don't even know.
You never know. I might have mustard on there already and just fucking drop some chili cheese on it. Who even cares? Fucking throw some onions in there. Fuck it, bro.
I wouldn't say In-N-Out fries suck, but that's just me. I think like BK fries suck.
I think those are my favorite fast food fries or BK fries.
I think
fries.
Their fries are trash.
I used to
think they were really good. I think they're garbage.
I know it's hack, but I think
Five
McDonald's
really
fries are
fries.
Really, really
yeah,
good.
I think McDonald's fries are good. I think Wendy's fries are trash ever since they used to be fucking bomb, and they changed
them.
Yeah,
I love the big, thick steak fries they used to have. Fuck.
I like Cane's fries a lot, too.
No, those are just Ore-Ida fucking microwave fries.
I think they're good, though.
I like crinkle fries. I'm not saying I don't like them, but they're fucking microwave fries.
I think their
fries.
Crinkle fries are super good.
Cane's been slacking so hard.
Nah, you're just hating. You just do this thing where now you live with Kevin, so you're like, I'm just going to hate things everyone likes.
I had a heel turn on Cane's, though, too. I don't know what it was.
They've been dropping some trash-ass,
I don't know what happened.
No seasoning fucking chicken for
like 2 years. I think it just might have been, yeah, it might have been like the past few times I got it because like the fries are fucking soggy as shit. The fucking.
There's no taste to the chicken.
Well, do you guys take it home and so it sits and steams in the styrofoam?
Yeah.
That'll always fuck up the fries. If you're taking it home, you got to pop the styrofoam open. So it can breathe,
yeah,
or else they're going to get soggy.
Idiot,
that's
Mike.
Just
I know
science.
That, Mike.
But you always eat in. You got to eat in.
No.
I don't want to be a bunch of screeching high schoolers.
Omar, you've been listening to Jim and them for like 7 years. What do you mean, what is Cane's?
Yeah. Come on now.
I'm off the Cane's train.
Yeah,
I'm trying to put myself
Cane's
on the Popeyes
train,
but their sides are all fucking nightmare garbage.
Wait,
they
which
have
one?
Popeyes? They have
no.
these nightmare
I've,
garbage.
I've
I like
never,
their potatoes and gravy.
Their
I've
gravy is
it.
Refried beans. It tastes exactly like refried beans.
I never had Popeyes.
Oh, their chicken's so good. It replaces Cane's, but they have this side that's rice with like taco meat in it. I was like, what the fuck is this side? None of the sides go.
Well, just eat it. It's fucking Southern comfort food.
Louisiana fresh or whatever.
They have red beans and rice. I guess I'll have to try that. So that's the only side I haven't tried because I was like, what am I fucking... I can't say
when
that
I ate their potatoes
the
and gravy, it's just regular gravy. But the potatoes are like weird red potatoes, but they're okay.
When? I've never seen that because I don't know. I live next to a Popeyes.
Maybe, wait, is Popeyes the Louisiana one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I... Yeah, weird.
They
yeah.
have this...
Maybe they changed it. I haven't eaten there in like months.
They put cumin in their gravy or something. It tastes like fucking...
It does have a little
beans.
Bit of a kick to it.
Who are these people that get food at DQ and
yeah,
not just get
that.
Ice cream there?
No. I will defend that only
Shut
because...
Up.
No,
Shut
listen.
Up.
DQ is like...
Shut up.
It's different. It's different. When I went...
It's
when
different
I moved from,
it takes 20 minutes to
no,
get
in
it.
Salt Lake, it is a food place that happens to have... Ice cream, it's like a
we
Sonic.
We in
where
Salt
like,
Lake, bitch.
But
we
when
in America.
I, when I came, when I moved from Salt Lake, I realized that everywhere else, DQ is a ice cream place that kind of has like cafeteria food, basically. But DQ is different in some states where it's an actual restaurant. Like it has real food and the ice cream comes second. Where like ever since I moved, every DQ
if
is
I
like,
want to go to a fucking...
It's like going to an Orange Julius or a fucking...
Hey, Baskin Robbins, what's your best burrito?
No, no, that's what I'm saying. It's like Baskin Robbins.
If I
want
to go to an ice cream place that serves food, I'm going to Friendly's.
Well, here's the thing. When I think about Dairy Queen, I don't think about anything other than driving past it because I also don't get their fucking bullshit soft serve. Oh, boy. Let's get some fucking soft serve here.
Well, you ain't getting a blizzard, bro?
You don't want
to. I hope they turn it upside down so I can fucking stab them right in the throat.
You don't want a dilly bar, my dude?
I don't know what that is. I'm too straight for that.
Who's not getting a blizzard?
I mean, I'm not going to
a
Dairy
Queen.
You don't
want a Buster bar, my dude?
I just confirmed you were homeschooled. You don't even have a blizzard here.
Bro, I've had a blizzard, and let me say that, yeah, wow, what a fantastic soft serve ice cream that was. Thank God. They turned it upside down, and I became gay.
Well, yeah, it's a restaurant first in some states, so I it's not the same everywhere.
Guy fucking not having a DQ shake over here.
Yeah, no, blizzards are great.
I will never get a shake anywhere because I'm not five. Like, why am
what
I
are you
getting?
Fuck off.
What are you getting then?
Oh, you're so
I'm
cool.
I'm not getting a dessert.
Give me
a
peanut buster parfait.
Cool. Look at this cool guy. Yeah. He's too cool for us now.
Are you guys getting desserts?
Oh, I'm not going to eat ice cream. It's
what,
too delicious.
You'll never eat ice cream.
And refreshing.
Why are you
drink water when you're thirsty?
If I'm getting ice cream, I'm solely getting ice cream. It's not like I'm at a place like, ooh, that was a delicious
McDouble. No, you know what? This is the perfect time to bring this up.
Jeff,
tell us about your fucking stupid theory about drinks with meals.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
we're
fucking
doing the fucking
idiot.
Oh, we're
throwing
away
money.
Hey, spoiler alert, everyone.
Yeah.
You're about to hate Jeff's
you're about
fucking
to hear the
stupid
dumbest thing you've ever heard.
We're throwing away money because you got these 5 for 4
throwing
deals.
Throwing away money.
We were driving the money in the bank, and we're in a car, and fucking Jeff starts talking about how it's crazy that like a meal has a drink.
No,
and then all of us are sitting there confused what he's talking about. And then Jeff has, and then finally Jim, the voice of reason, goes, what the fuck are you talking about?
We're calling this an item. I want food as my items. I don't consider a drink an item. And they're taking your money, these reptilian fast food.
No, but a meal. You said the fries.
You were
and
talking
a drink.
About a meal.
Don't make it a meal. And then you go, you know what it does? Two burgers.
Yeah, I will take a 2 burger meal all day.
That's not a fucking meal.
Yes, it is.
That's 2 items.
Yeah, that's just 2 burgers.
No, if it's a big ass fucking.
Get a 2 cheeseburger meal then.
If it's a big Carl's Jr. fucking famous star, 2 of those is a meal.
No, but that's not a fucking
two
meal.
Uppers,
see,
that's
but,
a meal.
But yeah, no, that's not a meal. That's why they have the 2 for 5s for idiots like you. I mean, if you don't want
to. No, because one of those items is a drink, you fucking.
Not a 2 for 5, you dumbass.
No.
Two for five, you get
what's
2 famous stars.
No, you're talking about a real deal.
That's what I get. 2 for 6. For sure. I'm a 2 for 6 all day.
Well, they have 2 for 5s at BK. They have the McPick 2 for 5 at McDonald's, so fuck yourself.
I'm not getting
Carl's
any
is always
going to
be more expensive, so if you're getting a 2 for 6, get the fucking 2 for 6.
That's what I do.
If you want to get the meal.
That's what I do.
But if you want a meal, get a meal, because you're not getting a meal. You're getting a fucking deal.
No, that's a meal.
But believe me, I do the same thing. I'll get the fucking 2 for 6 or the 2 for 5. Because I'll have water at home.
Yeah,
but I'm
exactly.
not sitting there like a
exactly.
crazy person.
Well, it sounds like you're on
blabbering
my side.
To the drive-thru person, like, why you put a drink in the meal?
I
don't
like
understand.
I'm talking to them. I'm not ordering that.
Yeah, you
I'm,
are.
I'm
you're talking to them.
I know. I'm talking to you guys. Like, don't order those 4 for 5s where they got cookies and drinks as items. Get them out of my face.
I mean, I'm there with a cookie, kind of. Like, the cookie's
just a
whatever.
They try to sneak a cookie in like it's an extra deal.
Yeah, but it's not like they add an extra dollar. It's not like it's a five for five. It's still a five for four.
But they sneak it in.
You're just getting one extra thing over Wendy's.
They're geeking like they better than Wendy's when, like, I was like,
they are better than Wendy's. No. The 5 for 4 is so much better than the 4 for 4.
No, because you're not eating Wendy's. Wendy's better quality food.
No, BK's better than Wendy's.
But and Carl's
no
is a 5 for 4, or isn't? Or
Jim,
four
are you
four.
Listening to this person that
Carl's
saying
is
BK
a four
is better
four.
Than Wendy's?
What's better than Wendy's?
BK.
BK is better than Wendy's.
I mean,
if you want to pay $100 for a burger at a fast food joint for some reason, go to Wendy's.
Well, there
what?
Is a, there
they're the cheapest burgers.
Are you fucking crazy?
What are you ordering it off
they're
of?
Oh, dude, look at any
their value menu
so
is like $1.50 for a burger.
What
with fucking
planet are you
from?
Yeah,
tomatoes, onions, lettuce,
well,
pickles
and how
for
soon you forget
50.
That Wendy's was the first to drop the dollar menu. We've been through this where you tried to argue that point.
They have that Junior Deluxe is like a Whopper.
But I'll take a BK over Wendy's these days because Wendy's done fucked their shit up, man. Their shit ain't that good no more.
Their
I mean,
burgers,
they still got good nuggets.
They got that chili sauce, my boy. You put that chili sauce.
Their chili is just gross soup.
No, not the chili. The chili sauce.
It's probably just a part of the gross soup that they have there
no,
that they
the
call
gold
chili.
Packets. It's the gold packets.
No. What are you doing?
You
no
put
one
it
even
on
knows
all
that
it.
Exists.
You put it in the ketchup.
No one's ever even heard of that.
The The chili sauce.
And the Carl's the real five deal. For four is better than the Wendy's deal.
I only fuck with their
The real deal's just superstars. A better version of the 4 for $4 at Wendy's.
Yeah.
Like their regular items aren't as good. Like they're just normal burgers and normal chicken sandwiches aren't good unless they're like the expensive ones.
Where?
Carl's. Like the ones that are in the 5 for $4, their chicken sandwich is terrible in the 5 for $4.
No, they don't have a 5 for $4. It's the real deal. It's still four items.
Whatever, the four items. Their chicken sandwich is trash in there, and the burger is like a different burger than
the
what they
chicken
use for
sandwich
the
isn't trash, and their double cheeseburger is great.
It's a slightly smaller version of their regular double cheeseburger.
It tastes so different than the
it's
Famous
so
Star.
Good.
I don't understand.
Carl's burgers are great.
Oh, I love Famous Stars. You're right.
No, Famous Stars are great.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I know. I'm fucking agreeing with you.
So what's your problem then? 2 for $6.
What's your problem, bitch?
Because you're shucking this other meal that doesn't have a Famous
saying,
Star.
You're sitting there saying, well, but no, their double cheeseburger is fucking great.
Nothing like
Are
a Famous
kidding?
Star.
Nah.
They drive over to Burger King and get a double.
For sure. I'll take a Famous Star over it, but that doesn't mean that it's not great, double cheeseburger.
I'm on your wavelength. That's what Mike doesn't understand. I'm with you.
You need allies so badly because
no
one agrees with your crazy theories.
Jim does agree with me because he's got water at home, so he's getting the 2 for $6.
No.
I am
Jeff, we're not saying that we want a drink.
Soda.
We're saying a drink does make a meal more than two items make a meal. Mm-hmm. Yes. A drink and fries make a meal with an item more than two items.
Two items, so an item and fries, that's not two items? That's a meal right there.
No, it's not as much as a item and a drink.
Oh, you're just dipping your burger in a fucking root
beer.
But
here's the thing. On one hand, I get what Jeff's saying just because sometimes, I don't want the soda there. And even if I get the meal, I'm probably getting a burger on the side because I do need another burger. But I'm not going to argue the fact that I understand
solo item meal.
That I understand that the drink is part of the value meal. That's why it's a value
meal. We've evolved as a culture past
it's
the solo item.
It's item, fries, drink.
Yeah,
that is
we've
what
evolved
a meal
as a
is.
Culture past that because you can't have one item and then fries and drink and have it be a meal. Like, throw the drink in the trash and give me another burger.
No,
you're going. See, this is the crazy talk you were
spewing.
Wow,
I'm so full on root beer. Oh, wait, no, I wish it was an item instead. Yeah, welcome to the fucking 21st century.
But, I mean, yeah. But
that's me welcoming them through the pod that they just woke
but
up
I will,
out of. They pull the
believe me, I will go for a 2 for $6 with a fry, and you're paying the same amount you'd pay almost
for
like a meal
better,
upsized or whatever.
Are you not like ready to die after?
And
you
I
that
am
like,
also, yeah,
so
yeah.
Food. You're like, wow, that's what a meal is to me when I'm like, oh,
no, that's no. Well, then you got to qualify that crazy
version
of what a meal is.
I don't want a
is.
Soda, so I'm just burping like, wow,
no,
I'm hungry. Burp.
But I'm also looking at it from a value standpoint because sometimes I'm like, nice, I'll have a burger for later or whatever. And I'll be
You're
spending
reheating
the same
fast food.
Yeah, it sucks. I believe.
No. Well, you don't reheat it; you just eat it.
Usually
no,
I just
said
eat
one
it.
For later.
Yeah,
usually
you just
I don't.
Eat it
yeah,
later.
Usually I just eat it later.
Like,
I don't eat it.
Show this under the bed.
Dude, I am down with a cold BK.
You can put
not
no,
cold
no.
fries.
You
believe
can,
me, you
no,
can't
fries
do cold
never
fries.
Work. Fries no, never
yeah,
work cold.
Get out of here. Keep
yeah,
walking.
Leave. We want you to leave. Fries are never good cold.
No, fries aren't good.
No, dude, you just don't put it in the fridge.
So you get salmonella.
No, if you leave it out for 5 days, you can fucking leave something out for a day and it's fine.
You can't leave something out for a day?
Yes, you can. Fine. I do it all the time.
Because your immune system is, I guess,
no,
adapted.
No, you're just wrong.
I'll take a cold BK burger, absolutely.
Yeah.
God, a cold BK burger.
Absolutely, yeah.
BK Hell burgers yeah. are just like good, okay,
I
warm.
Ate cold BK just the other day. It was delicious. It
you
fucking made my night.
You guys are like... going to pig slop and you're like, well, looks good to me. It's all going to the same place. You pour an orange juice on your cereal.
Nah.
Fucking Homer Simpson over here, tongue covered in wax, thinking everything tastes the same.
Oh, we got a, orange juice in
it.
It
adds a nice
Cheerios.
Texture to
oh,
it.
I like,
a good
I like drinking, I like brushing my teeth before every meal because it makes it taste better because I'm Jeff Murphy.
Our entire part two is us yelling at each other. Like, we're almost done with part two. We covered nothing. Except we covered a lot because I found out that I'm not your friends anymore and I don't want to be your friends anymore because you guys are disgusting.
Nah, man.
We'll never tell each other to fuck ourselves more.
I love because even like Ark in the chat, cold fast food. That's insane. I love that you fucking people like Jeff and this fucking piece of shit in the chat. They think they're like debutantes because they eat their Burger King hot. They're like above eating it later.
What are you arguing right now?
Yeah,
like, well, you act like I'm crazy because
no,
because like,
yeah, you're
like,
eating it with your
like
fucking
your
pink.
Hot.
You're eating it with your pinky up, like with your fucking.
Yeah, you're fucking eating it with a fork and knife.
It's almost like I ordered the right amount of food for me to eat.
Make sure my fork is on the right side
you
before I eat my hamburger.
You
with
guys
it.
Are ordering meal plans from the drive-thru over here. Like
you're the one who's mad about the drink because you need an extra burger.
Yeah, because I'm hungry now. I'm not like, oh, I need to put this in a tree for Boo Radley to find later and fucking eat cold. Because that's you, Boo Radley, eating your cold BK right out of a stump.
You know what? Actually, I'll eat a fucking cold Big Mac, too. I'm down with that. Give me that shit.
Cold Boo Radley.
Oh, fucking Harper Lee.
Oh, shit.
Why are you hoarding food?
No, but it doesn't have to be cold. Just because it's not hot doesn't make it cold. It can be normal. It can just be fucking room temperature food.
No, it's
It's fine. You don't. You won't die.
Chat. We there is a Shake Shack on the Strip. We were gonna go there, but it was too busy. We weren't gonna wait.
Went there when we were leaving money in the bank, and there was so much traffic. We ended up just going to some awful pizza place where I stole a soda.
I've never had it before. I've heard it's good, but we ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for waiting.
Oh, we should. Play that video, Jim. Play the auto-tune the news version.
Sorry, it's just me and Dean Ambrose going ham on some two for sixes over here.
Yeah, you're both fucking lunatics.
Yeah. Sorry, it's just part of the fringe.
The chat, who goes to multiple fast food to build the ideal meal? I've done that before. I've done that. I'll get the fries at McDonald's, and then I'll get a fucking Whopper at BK, and I'm done-ski.
That's perfect, because then they can just both be cold by the time you get home. You're like, oh, perfect. Just what I like. You
right
mash
up the
them
street,
together.
Right up the street, right next door to each other, you fucking idiot.
I'm barely
Do you
ever
put them in a waffle iron and just go,
I'll do it.
Usually I'm in the mood for, like, one thing, and I very rarely need that, but I've sometimes done that with, like, the milkshake or dessert aspect.
I'll go and get,
like, a meal at Taco Bell, but then I'll fucking swing to Sonic and get a dope shit.
I've
like
only done that with BK because I dislike their fries so much and I wanted fries.
Taking a heavy stance against their fries.
When they did their little rollout or whatever with the new fries, I haven't liked them since.
You haven't been satisfied since?
Yeah, nope.
They're always too hot, too, by the way. Like every time you get them, you got to wait for goddamn
ever. Why
do you guys
hate hot food?
No. They're like burning your tongue, killing you hot. Like
I wish
that. Searing your mouth.
That hasn't been my experience. I wish they were
hot
when
hot
I got
fries.
Them.
Oh, they're always so hot that I have to wait forever, and then by the time they're ready to eat, it's just like, oh, they're cold and awful.
Nah, the only time I ever get them, they're fucking cold and garbage, and they're like thick and trash.
Yeah, it's like I'm eating fucking, it's fucking awful. It's like I'm eating shot in the mouth by Torbjorn's gun from Overwatch. It's fucking burning my goddamn mouth off.
McDonald's fries are pretty good.
Yeah,
Dave Thomas in the chat.
No, Dave Thomas, you're a fucking idiot if
you
don't think McDonald's
Wendy's
fries
Dave
are good.
Dave Thomas, you dumb fuck.
Yeah, fucking
he doesn't like them?
Huh?
He doesn't like McDonald's fries?
Yeah, go back to sleeping upside down in
good.
The garage like a vampire, you blood-sucking idiot.
I get that.
Sometimes
they'll
ruin
they
a fry.
They could be shit, of course.
But, like, their fry at optimal capacity is great.
Yes.
But
to me, they're the default restaurant French fry.
Yeah. What would you say, Jeff?
Well, I was going to say, what usually happens is they oversalt them and then they're weird.
Yeah, or they're just cold.
And the second they're not hot, they instantly start dropping
in
quality. They drop in quality faster than any
of
the other fries.
Believe me, they're not always, they're far from always good. But when they're good, they're fucking really good.
Optimal quality. I loved a BK fry. I don't know. I guess we're just in different camps here on that one. Even though
I used to be down with a BK fry, but now it's been fucking go to the tapes, bro.
When you switched on them, I remember you were all about them, and I haven't noticed them change drastically like you have. I know they did that huge change.
Do you get
like
regulars or do you get Satis fries?
Nobody gets Satis fries.
I just get regulars.
The Satis fries are completely different.
Maybe I got to try the Satis fries.
Those look like the Satis fries look like they would taste like Cane's fries.
They are. They're basically Cane's fries.
Do you think that I could call them the saddest fries?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Let me get the saddest fries. And I smile to myself.
And then they all sort of smile too. Guy in the back cooking is kind of chuckles to himself.
I feel like they wouldn't
smile. You
they
help his
like,
day out.
They'd be like,
I think on the Wendy's, I think Wendy's probably has the best, well, Maybe
chicken
not,
sandwich.
But they're up. They're some of the best nuggets.
They used to, and then they changed them when they only had spicy, and then they made the regular nuggets more expensive, and then something changed about them.
Oh,
now,
did they? I haven't had it in a long time.
BK, they do this fucking 10 chicken nuggets for $1.25 or some shit. That's a great deal.
Oh yeah, the $1.50.
And their nuggets are their new nuggets are just like old Wendy's.
The
nuggets.
Greatest injustice of living in the Southwest is there are no McChickens. They don't exist.
Yeah, they're
here.
All we can get is spicy.
Terrible spicy ones.
We can only get spicy. I've
never not gotten sick.
I used to thought spicy was whatever, but then I got super sick and puked it all up, and now I can't even smell a spicy McChicken without feeling like I'm going to puke.
It was perfect. It's just I think this comes up every time we talk about food, but it's just a big McNugget on a fucking
bun. I don't know why they insist on making everything that's a dollar spicy.
Maybe I'm not knowing what you guys are talking about, but who's getting a McChicken over a fucking Burger King chicken sandwich anyways?
That's true. Burger King chicken sandwich is way better.
Ooh, but is there any worse chicken sandwich than a bad original chicken
sandwich?
Yeah,
oh when
God.
It's bad, it's
always,
really bad.
The
it's
thing about
like
Burger
50,
King
50.
This day is they're always bad.
And then sometimes they're like, hey, triple the mayo? And I'm like, I didn't ask. So that, and they're like, too bad, here you go.
Hey, do you want it like really dry?
Do you want mayo instead of buns? And I'm like, no.
It's like really dry, but it's also soggy. That's their original chicken most of the time. When it's good, it's good. Don't get me wrong. I mean, it's no spicy chicken from fucking Wendy's.
Do our KFCs have burgers?
No.
What? No.
Bailey Matthews, does anyone like burgers from KFC? But he's in some weird country
I think he's
or
goofing.
Something.
Yeah, he's probably goofing.
He's probably geeking. He's a Del Taco fan, probably.
Sneaking and geeking.
Well, fucking, at least we can all agree
I'm fucking tired of people that have never tried In-N-Out, trying it for the first time, and deciding they're too cool to like it.
That's
like,
all right.
I guess it's okay.
Oh, you mean a Jack-a-mole? Like, oh, I've never finished one.
Hi, my name's Doug Gerwitz, and I'm a fucking idiot.
Oh, yeah, because he likes Five Guys,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he says Five Guys.
Five Guys is great, but nowhere near In-N-Out. Nowhere near In-N-Out.
He's a fucking idiot.
I do like a Five Guys
Like,
fry.
I get it. I don't think In-N-Out is this holy grail that everyone does, but it's delicious. It's like what I used to talk about with Cane's, where it's like it's simple and delicious. In-N-Out is just a simple, delicious burger, mm-hmm. and you're a fucking idiot if you don't like it. And mm-hmm. it's become this new popular thing to just act like you're like, oh, In-N-Out's okay, I guess. But what I really like is a fucking blah, blah,
Checkers. Give me a Create. I love a Create burger. Fuck out of here, you dumbass.
I like tapas.
Yeah. I like the sliders at Chili's.
I'm just going to get pho. I don't eat burgers. I only eat pho.
Yeah, I only eat fucking poor people Thai food.
Yeah, I only get rum. And fuck off.
Rum.
All I eat is pho.
Fuck that shit. Fuck pho. I've never had it. Actually, I don't really have an opinion on it. But
yeah, I don't have an opinion on it.
The people that like it aren't people I want to know. They're a bunch of cucks. It's a cuck soup.
Yeah, it's definitely food for cucks.
It's a cuck soup. It's what it is. Because it's always the fucking vegan cucks all about, like pho. When I'm over here.
It's just bad ramen. In my opinion, it's just worse ramen.
I can't imagine it because you're
eating. It's like angel hair pasta. It's like ramen if ramen noodles were angel hair pasta.
Well, and that scares me because you eat fucking ice cold BK, you fucking weirdo. you fucking leave it out for 3 days and like, ooh.
No, Jeff, you just.
I found a BK.
If you
surprise.
Put it on the counter and come back 4 hours later, you can eat it. And
that's
miraculously,
how
you won't die, you fucking idiot.
Yeah, dumbass.
Because of GMOs, because you should. You should get sick.
GMOs. Shut up. You don't
you
know
should,
what you're
you
talking
should,
about.
You shouldn't be able to leave meat out on the counter and then
you're
just
one of those guys that
it.
Thinks all GMOs are bad. Is that what you are?
No, but like that's insane that you can just leave like.
Hey, Jim, make
out.
Sure you don't vax your kids because Jeff thinks they'll become retarded.
Yeah, you fucking idiot.
No, they'll become lunatic fringe if you vax them. All the lunatic fringe is a bunch of vaxed kids. Look at them.
Yeah, he does look pretty vaxed.
Shit, I forgot what I was gonna say now.
Was it about food?
I think it was.
Shit, no, you were.
Then I lost it. I lost it because I heard you talk about GMOs.
Welcome to our food show, or food blog.
Nah, it's been a long time since we've had a part two where we all yell at each other about food.
I mean, I know obviously it's not a fast food, and it's more of a fucking
I'm already yelling thing. At you, and I don't know what you're saying.
What, you don't like a... I was just going to say Ramsay Burger. I'm down with a Ramsay Burger.
It's fantastic. It's one so of the best burgers good. I've ever had.
Mike would hate it, because it's not cheap at all.
No, did you see my brain thinking?
It was like
$13. I was like, oh, I'm sorry, Jim. How are you able to open
but
your mouth
is,
with that heavy
is,
crown on your head?
The thing is, Jim, it is.
Well, it's like... it's like a $13 burger, and you have to buy the fries separately.
Oh,
Mike.
Fuck off.
Oh, and the fries are delicious truffle fries.
The fries are pretty delicious. Although, I just get the regular fries, but yeah, I mean, the
like
there's
you don't eat that
fries.
Spicy ketchup.
Yes,
though?
Would you like one burger? Yeah. Please give us the deed to your car, sir.
Pink, we only accept pink slips.
With all the milkshakes and drinks you're giving, you're already paying $13.
Yeah, where the fuck are you getting your milkshakes? Fucking the bank?
Nowhere, because I'm at five.
I'm getting a milkshake at Burger, man. They get fucking good milkshakes there.
I fucking am so full from all the burgers that I've eaten.
That's true.
That I'm never like going, oh, I want
to. You just suck it down. It's like potato chips. You can eat them forever and never get full. You just suck that milkshake down, my dude.
No milkshakes.
Nah, you
once
suck it down after the
once you're
food.
Over 15, you're not allowed.
No, you're a fucking
idiot. That's the
idiot.
Stupidest thing I've ever heard an idiot say.
Unless it's a dessert, and it's like, but not part of the meal. It's you went
well,
somewhere
no, that,
for a milkshake.
No, if I go to Burger, I'm like, I'm going to Burger. I ain't eating shit.
Are you talking about Burger King? What are you talking about?
No, I'm just saying Ramsay Burger.
Oh.
Okay. I'll get a fucking milkshake there.
Oh, wait, if Ramsay made it, maybe.
But also, then the past few times I've been there, they have like fucking hot dogs or something there now.
Their hot dogs look legit.
Well, I always want to try it, but it's like, how am I going to get a fucking hot dog right now?
I'm
getting
impossible.
A burger.
It's just like looking at those BK hot dogs. Like, I'm not paying $2 for one hot dog. We're going to pay
$2 for a whole.
They're
not bad.
I imagine they're not, but it's like $2 for one hot dog is hard to swing.
I get
BK
the chili
already.
Cheese combo, and it's $5, and it's a good.
Oh, how many drinks are in that? Four?
Shut up. You get a drink fries and chili cheese dog for $5.
What do you tell
them? I'm going to be starving by the end of that.
What do you tell the people that eat in at the place? Because they want to drink with their meal.
Wait, what do you mean?
Because you're talking about how the drink ain't part of the meal, but if someone goes and sits down in there, they want that
you
drink.
You ask for a water cup? You're one of those scumbags that ask for a water cup?
Yeah, and then
you put
soda in it.
You bring a camel pack full of water from home. Because you're not
you got the fucking straw up your sleeve. Keep acting like you're just like thinking.
Yeah, we're fucking, it's 2016, guys.
You're camel packing vodka.
Exactly. Fucking, the bell just went off in
that was like
the
fucking
light bulb just went off in your brain. Like, oh, wow.
But that was like
genius.
The debate show thing where like, all right. Like the timer went off and we have to stop.
All right,
so
enough
Gucci
of that.
Gucci, man. It's fucking, fuck.
Well, yeah, I guess since the bells would go off, so we can watch the new Jack.
No.
We can watch the new Jack Reacher trailer.
Well, let me just say, I don't know why I still follow it. The Twitter that I'm always making fun of, AskMen.com, said this is what action movies should be, this trailer. So
I'm surprised at the amount of people that act like Jack Reacher is a good movie.
Yeah, I think it was our first...
It was one of
like,
them.
Like
if not,
when we decided to start like actually doing commentaries, sort of regularly.
Yeah, I think it was, and I guess it's
and one of our better ones. If I want to,
I think
honest.
It was really good. I know it has that dumb guy in it. The fucking
Tom Cruise.
No, the guy who made Grizzly Man. What's his face? The director. He plays the in Jack Reacher. He plays the villain that eats people, makes people eat their own hands.
I still haven't seen that.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
I need to see the first.
Man,
Jack
Reacher's incredible. You weren't there when we all watched it.
Mm-mm. No, yeah, I don't think Jeff was there.
Oh, dude.
Werner Herzog.
Dude, you need to hook Jeff up with a copy of the fucking commentary. You'd crack up, Jeff.
It's Werner Herzog.
At one point in time,
in these movies.
Tom Cruise is getting.
He's the villain.
There's these two rednecks trying to beat him up. And they're just like, they keep swinging at him and like hitting their bats against the wall.
Oh,
and
no, I saw that part. Oh,
yeah,
because that's
it's insane.
That's in our.
And then, there's this villain
report.
That keeps making people eat their own fingers.
But Werner Herzog's like an acclaimed real director. Is the director of these movies?
No, he's not the director.
He's an actor.
He's just in it. Yeah, he's just an actor in it.
What? Knock, knock. Who's there? You fucking fuck you. It's Morton, Jack Reacher.
let me see. I think he's in a few movies. Unless Jack Reacher. Because it's one of those things of like, look how crazy it is. We have Werner Herzog.
Like when Eli Roth is in movies
as
an actor?
Yeah. I guess Werner Herzog's also the voice of an alien in a wheelchair in Rick and Morty.
No, he's the one that they think it's funny to say their penises are big.
Yeah, that's
they
right.
They think they're funny to say they are small.
He was on Parks and Rec. He was the Zeke in Jack
Reacher. I always
thought
it was Werner Herzog.
Yeah,
it's
probably.
Werner Herzog.
But this is that, and everyone's excited. Everyone, people, I think people look at this like
the first Jack Reacher's 2 hours and 47 minutes long.
Like,
it's pretty long.
Like when Gone 60 Seconds had been gone for a while, and then they came back. It's like here's a real one with Vin Diesel.
Well,
and
no, I feel like people try to act like Jack Reacher's like John Wick or something.
Oh,
where
what?
John?
Fuck that.
Just where it's like a
we
kind
spent
of
the whole movie making jokes that ended up being true on accident.
But I think some people think it's like. that's part of the charm is that it's shitty or whatever the fuck.
Oh, like shoot him up or shoot him up or like
shoot him up was good.
Shoot him up. Well, I just mean like shoot him up and
schlocky.
Crank and stuff or like
people think this is schlock, but it's not schlock.
They think it's
trash.
Like Crank and stuff like that. Yeah. But it's
oh,
not.
Crank 2 is the best movie I've ever seen.
And yeah, Joe Barry would always try to tell us how well directed the opening scene was or whatever the fuck.
The eat your hand.
How's it going?
Knock knock.
I don't like being followed.
Well, we broke that dude's neck.
Why did it have a teaser before the trailer?
Dude, that's the thing, because I watched the new Ouija trailer earlier, and they did the same thing. They have a fucking
like a stinger
teaser. They have a stinger that's from the trailer.
It even says Jack Reacher.
At the beginning of the trailer for
that's
some reason.
That's weird.
Maybe they just
in.
Maybe it's for the Vine. They're doing it for the Vine.
Oh, they are doing it for the Vine.
Fight. One guy took them all down with his bare hands.
Whoa, all these out-of-shape truckers got beaten up by one man?
Turn around, mister. Let me see your hands. Slowly.
Here we go. It's Jack Reacher again.
Aggravated assault is a felony in this state, Mr.
Fuck these
Reacher. Process him and get him to county.
I love Tom Cruise.
Someone in the chat, well, a Kungpar, when they riffed on him putting mustard on his pancakes, I don't even remember that, but that sounds like us.
Yeah, it just sounds like we do.
Who's on the line?
Hey, what's going on? This is Matt in Ohio. How you guys doing?
How you doing?
What's up, man?
I've just been yelling for a while.
Hey, so I don't know if I've missed the food talk part or not.
Oh, yeah, you're so on the tail end.
No, we just the timer went off.
Yeah,
after
we just
yelled about it,
it
for fucking 40 minutes.
If you got something to add, you can go for it.
I just have a Jim Scampoli quote here.
Okay.
Stating, never eat a taco from a place that serves hamburgers.
That's true.
True.
And have you followed that advice?
I have.
All right, then
oh, yeah,
you're
fucking,
one of the good ones.
Yeah, you're living by the gospel.
Exactly. All right, good talking to you guys.
All right, later, dude.
You. Love you.
And the reason why that is, caller, I don't know if you're still there, if you're listening.
Because they just chop up the burger.
It's, yeah, because they're old.
I want you to tell everyone.
Their old burgers that are sitting there are going to be chopped up and in those fucking tacos.
Oh, you mean some Wendy's chili?
Just like, yeah, when I was on the inside in high school when I worked at Wendy's, and we would take our burnt burgers and put them in the chili bin, and they would be frozen. And then chopped up, like then they would be put in hot water to thaw, and then chopped up with a big knife, and then thrown in the chili.
Dude, that's fucking awful.
I hope things change with that because that sounds like a would fly in 2016, 2016. If I
thank
would.
You, caller. Good callback.
Two things are gonna happen in the next 90 seconds.
Uh-oh. Excuse me.
First, that phone over there is gonna ring. Second, you're gonna be wearing these cuffs.
Isn't this thing been done so much that it's usually a goof?
I was just about to say
done?
The whole something's about to happen in a certain amount of time thing doesn't work, especially with only two things.
Now, maybe they're doing a goof. Because usually when this is done now, like, he does something else.
Well, it's
and then
better
like,
when you list off, like, five
Jack
things
Reacher
and you're like, what?
Goofs.
And then he does them all and it works.
I don't goof.
Jack Reacher 2. Never
full
goof.
Hello goof.
Never gonna. Jack Reacher 2 never gonna goof.
Two things are gonna happen. That phone's gonna ring. And they're going to be hella goofs.
And I'll refuse to goof.
He's goofing.
Dude,
one man goofed all these people. There's people on the ground like, oh, I got goofed.
Three things are going to happen. That phone's going to ring. That TV's going to turn on. And then he's going to hit a home run and win the game.
Yeah.
They're just watching that.
That's such a Jack Reacher moment, is to have him predict a bunch of things and then, like, turn the TV on. And, like, it's also like he's like, and then the solution to the puzzle will be me and my three sons. And then they turn it on. I'd like to solve the puzzle, Jack. Me and my three sons.
They're like, well, I'll be. They have handcuffs on.
On your way to prison.
Flies away.
Well, that is one magnificent prophecy, Mr. Reacher.
How do cuffs go, though?
You goofing. Just going to keep on ringing.
Dude, he nods. Do you see him nod?
Hey, we got like 78 seconds, so let's let it ring.
I really like Tom. Like, I genuinely like Tom Cruise a lot. Well, I will see movies that I'm not necessarily interested in because
Tom Cruise
is
in them. Yeah,
no,
I love Tom Cruise.
That's how much I like him, and it sucks to see that he's in this movie.
But also, this thing that they're doing, this thing has been done by Tom Cruise in other movies.
Yeah. And this is worse. Yeah. It's the worst version. He even said, go ahead and wait. The phone's just going to keep ringing.
He's definitely done this in a Mission Impossible movie, right?
Definitely. 0% chance he hasn't.
This is for Mission Impossible movie.
Thanks for tipping us off to that sheriff.
When are you coming to D.C.?
I move around a lot.
Jennifer Connelly, one guy in the theater yells.
Purple heart, silver star.
There's this big dent in the desk. People say you made it with someone's
so it's Colby Smulders?
Yeah, it's Colby Smulders from Avengers.
Colby Smulders is someone's name?
That creature?
Yeah,
dude, it's Colby Smulders.
Have you never seen Avengers, bro?
No, you never watched Big Bang Theory, my dude?
You never watched How I Met Your Mother, dude?
a titless bitch, I call her. Where her tits go, I call her. You seen
Major
her tits?
Turner. Major Turner's been arrested. On what charge?
Where'd they go, though?
Isn't this the same as the other movie? Someone calls them, but then they're arrested or whatever.
That movie's a
although
dish.
I guess
I'm in a haze for that movie.
Well, because in the other one though, the guy was on death row or something, and he's like, "I only talk to Jack Reacher," and then he has to
dude,
come in.
Dude, I don't remember that at all. Wow,
this fucking trailer needs some Patrick Stump who in the background.
Never go back. Jack Reacher, never go back.
Yeah, never go. Yeah, it's the rapper guy on it, too.
On what charge? Espionage. He's been set up. How much does Reacher know?
How's it going?
Yeah, there's the part.
I like being followed.
I like that part.
You think you're vulnerable. That's right. Maybe I rip your arm off and beat you to death with it.
Oh, hopefully he does. What a scene. What a scene if he rips that guy's arm off.
I would hope. If that's a thing, then I'd
two things
love
are about to
movie.
Happen. I'm going to rip your arm off and fuck you to death with it.
That's a super Jack Reacher thing to do.
It's like a gory, disgusting moment. You're like, whoa, Jack Reacher.
It's like the sawing the guy's arms off in Watchmen where you're just like, oh, that's fucking.
And he's fucking him with it. Wow.
Reacher, I'm here to kill you.
Christian getting fucked up.
My men were
yeah,
shot
yeah, it looks like Christian from fucking WWE.
This is bigger than I imagined. You ever lose anyone on your watch, Reacher?
Ever.
What's a ritual?
You weren't far off.
There we go.
Here it comes. Here comes the song.
Here's some stump.
Love the law. But I'm not the law, so you should start running, because I'm going to start hunting. And when I find you, I'm going to kill you all.
That's not
I'm
clever.
Reach.
When I find you, I'm going to kill you.
They didn't put any, like... Nowadays, every action movie has that big action thing. It has a set piece or something. Like, Fast and Furious and Mission Impossible.
Or the musical
love having the moment where you're just like, what? Like,
yeah.
This trailer had nothing.
He's like doing this and something's
like the big moment was him running along a roof and jumping off a roof I could jump off
of. Oh, it doesn't have that moment where he explodes and like hits a car like the Mission Impossible thing?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. There's no set piece moment in this trailer.
I did where he went, when he rips that guy's arm off and beats him to death with
yeah.
it.
Wait, why did he beat that guy up?
He's pissing.
Some odd...
He was just pissing.
Just some odd condo.
Hey, Occupado.
Look at the guy's eyes even. He's just pissing. He looks over like, what?
Yeah, let me take that
and
back.
And he gets an elbow to the fucking chain.
Didn't you see the sign?
Just a guy in an airplane bathroom.
He's so surprised.
And he beats the fuck out of him.
Hey, I'm in here. Ah! He breaks his knee in his face. My knee! Ah, my face!
It's a haircut. All you guys go to the same barber?
Oh,
and he beats another guy up.
Where's the air marshal? Where's the air marshal during all this? Is Jack Reacher the air marshal?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I mean, I understand
two things gonna happen.
In the movie that I'm sure there's context there, but to just throw those in the trailer for no reason.
And you have a very similar haircut.
Yeah, that's
Jack
a bad
Reacher.
Trailer if they could, if either there's so few cool moments you can't include one, or
oh,
those you thought you included cool moments.
Is there a movie about monster trucks that's coming out next year?
Yeah, Monster Truck.
What? Monster Truck.
Yeah, it's a monster that runs his truck.
Okay, maybe it's not.
Trip. Is it supposed to be like a fucking Sharknado?
It's
type
a
thing?
No. It's
hey,
like
Sam.
A it's like
you'll
a movie for like young teenagers and some kids maybe.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's about that jeep that right ran now. That guy
Cody,
over.
Cody, never seen anything like this.
Huh. Right?
Wait, what'd you say? I'm sorry.
It's like that Jeep that ran that guy over. That was a
what, Anton Yelkin?
Does anyone have the security footage with Benny Hill footage where he goes with...
It is a dumb, weird way to die, but I've seen if there was really a recall on his car, then that's pretty fucked
power
up.
Power through it. He got zanned out, and you're just going to be trapped behind a car that's neutral.
He could have been zanned out. We don't know.
Residents have reported numerous sightings of an unidentified creature.
We're looking for something unusual.
Isn't that a young MacGyver?
I think it's Cyclops' brother.
Oh, I knew I saw him in something.
What is this movie?
What are you?
There's something going on here.
This is what Skylar Stills was trying to defend fucking yoga hosers as.
Yeah.
Like, this is just a kid's movie.
Just makes his truck really cool, and it's like superhero truck, basically.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be a movie, like a shark. A
lot of leeway you guys giving this monster truck movie.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't look great, but I what am I going to do? Shit on Ice Age?
Yes.
Dude, the new Ice Age show looks so bad.
I can't believe they're still making those.
What are they on, like 4 or 5? I thought there was only like 2, and then I found out it's like the 5th one.
Yeah, dude, it's like the 5th or 6th, man.
There's a second Independence Day?
Do you think that dude dying is going to help Star Trek? Do you think that's do you think the producers are kind of like, this could be good?
I hope not.
They got to do a bunch of Paul Walker CGI Yelchin.
Or just try to like build up how insane he went, like kind of Heath Ledger, Ledger Joker.
He was always like, putting his car in neutral.
You won't believe fucking Chekhov in this movie. He had to really get into that fucking that mindset.
It's like everybody was always asking him to pronounce the V sound in words, and he refused to. He was always doing W noises. Yeah.
He was really going too far into himself. We were all worried about him, and then he took 3 Xans and got run over by his own car because he's a big fat idiot.
Although it's like a bum out.
I like to think he got Indiana Jones run over where he's like, thupa, thupa, like the fucking
Well, dude,
Nazi.
I feel like it would be something like that where either he was bending down to pick someone up and it just crushed his fucking head. it like bounced off him kind of, and then he like dropped and then it fucking smashed his head in.
Wasn't it? He's
some
just
fucking.
Like
that's some fucking
Darwin Award shit.
Yeah. Well, basically,
some of the horror movie where death hunts you?
Final Destination.
Yeah, that's some Final Destination shit.
Well, I mean, you ever see Bad Santa? The way Bernie Mac dies, he probably died that way.
Whoa! Spoiler alert, yeah. Jim.
You ever see real life the way Bernie Mac died?
Although
hard living.
I always liked that. Well, he was cloned or whatever. He's trying to. Clone me. I always liked that dude, and he was fucking... Green Room was great.
I need to peep that. There's no illegal streams of this shit.
Ah, there will be soon now that he died. He was standing in the way.
He was standing in the way of that Jeep, am I right? Hey!
I'm telling you, though, if you're smart, you gotta...
Rock!
You gotta somehow cash in your film on this. Somehow.
Well, they don't even want to advertise for that movie, let alone put him.
I
swear to
guard with the marketing.
It's like coming out in like 3 weeks, and they barely they've shown like 2 trailers. The second one is barely different than the first. It's like that movie.
I didn't even know
they
made a second one.
They went out of their way to barely market that movie. It feels like.
When was this trailer put out? In May. Well, because this
can't stand it. I know it's Star Trek. They had the Beastie Boys trailer.
I mean, this trailer was put up a month ago for Star Trek Beyond.
And this is
the second one,
dude. It's crazy.
It's got 5 million views. Jack Reacher.
There's no
teaser.
It's
got almost 2.5 million views, and it was put up 2 days ago.
It's just weird because the Star Trek first trailer came out, and then it went fucking radio silent for like ever, for so long, and then like they would just release another trailer. Kind of seemingly, I don't know. It's not like I'm worried about the movie. It's just weird how they've decided to just kind of not market it at all.
Shouldn't you be worried of a movie? Wasn't the last one like gutter trash or no?
Yeah, I hated the last one.
I didn't even know it came
this
out.
This is the fucking Gone in 60 Seconds dude doing a Star Trek movie, though.
But is it like Gone in 60
Seconds? Fast and Furious.
I'm sorry, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
What did I say?
I haven't seen those movies.
Gone in 60 Seconds.
Oh. Freudian slip.
Yeah, you've been on that Gone in 60 Seconds today.
What about Jason Bourne? Everyone excited for that?
I've never seen any
never
of those
seen
movies.
Any of them. Me and Mike not
I've
seeing
seen
something
them
for once.
Before. I've seen them.
Idiot. Got you. Me and Mike are of that no born, no way
shit.
Squad. We inadvertently have been boycotting this movie for years.
Yeah, it's like I always hear that they're good. I've never
always see
seen
a trailer,
one.
I was like, oh man, when will this trailer be over?
Well, it can't do worse than Tarzan, right? Tarzan
looks
be terrible.
So fucking
I didn't
bad.
Even realize it was Harley Quinn in that movie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Isn't that weird?
Margot Robbie is Jane.
She must have signed the dotted line like, right before she got famous.
Weird. Yeah, that movie looks atrocious.
It seems like one of those movies that's been like being made since like 2013.
Oh, it comes out next weekend? Fuck.
Oh, we got all those free movie passes. Hell yeah.
Yeah, it is Margot Robbie. I can't imagine people are going to see that. It has to be
Lone
Ranger or whatever.
Yeah, that's got to be like a Lone Ranger or
well, they have
Martian or whatever.
Digimon Hansu is in it, so great. There's a guy named Digimon.
He was the guy from Guardians of the Galaxy.
He's in a lot of things.
His name is Digimon?
Yeah, his name's Digimon.
Or Digital Jimon. Monsters?
It's probably Jimon. The D is silent, Jeff. Hansu.
Bring apartheid back if this is the names we're having. Oh,
well, plus seeing the Tarzan trailer after Harambe was really bad taste. I just thought it was really bad taste. And
yeah,
especially
seeing that guy after Harambe was bad taste.
But yeah, it's one of the worst trailers I've seen in a long time where they, I think I talked about on the
that
show.
The teaser just, at the end.
Yeah,
is
the teaser
worst
at the end
part.
Where he's like having tea.
Oh, yeah. And they're like, you're Tarzan, man of the jungle or whatever.
I think they even say that. They're like, oh, whatever. Who cares? You're like, hello, Tarzan and shit.
And especially when they show a part where, like, and it cuts away because they're trying to tease you.
It's apes
of when,
fighting.
Yeah, it's him jumping at a gorilla.
It's like the
whatever.
Iron Man, Captain America jump at each other scene.
And it's
he's
like, going
well,
with
an
ape
fight.
And
a man.
Yeah. Hopefully they're cutting away just because Tarzan gets ripped apart. Yeah,
he gets his head palmed and crushed. Gorilla Grodd just
yeah, he catches him like an alley-oop and smashes him into the ground.
Windmills his face straight into the ground.
Oh, yeah, it's the dude that did Harry Potter. That's weird.
Which
how do you
one?
Not
which
understand?
One,
he did a bunch. I think he did all the last
does
few.
He just
wow, really?
Because
those were all great.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, how does this guy not know, like,
this
I shouldn't do a Tarzan movie.
Yeah, this strikes me as one of those movies where, like everyone knows it's going to be bad, and they're just kind of waiting for it to come out. It doesn't seem like a movie where and there's any buzz behind, like, hey, it's a pretty cool Tarzan movie. Well, and you can. Like, don't get me wrong. I brought this up every once in a while. My granddad.
People like this also like yoga hoses.
Yeah,
of course. He used to have me read a lot of, like, really, really old comic, like, before they were comic books, and they were just, like, kind of long-form comic strips, and there was two of them, and one of them was Tarzan, and one of them was Prince Valiant. And Tarzan was actually dope. Like, he was he was cool as shit.
Yeah.
And it made sense, and I can picture a cool Tarzan movie existing, but then I look at this, and I'm like, this is fucking not it. This is 100%. This looks like one of those joke cash-in movies. Like, you know, whenever, like, really, really, really early when comic book movies got popular, so people were making movies that were supposed to be like comic book movies, but they weren't based on anything.
Yeah.
This feels like one of those. Like, she's trying to cash in on, like, old stuff being popular, so they just shit
out
some trash.
Well, no, I know exactly that there was someone in a room being like, you know who the original superhero was?
Yeah.
Tarzan.
Yeah, no.
Prince Valiant.
Like, that's 100%.
Yeah,
that's
let me
Channing
tell
Tatum
you.
Is yeah. Prince Valiant. AJ Styles already has the hair. Just
you know,
put him in there.
Hey, studio. You know, superheroes are all the rage right now. Superhero movies. We want one, right?
Yeah.
You know who
who's
the
original comic book superhero?
The Phantom.
Tarzan.
Ooh, we already did that movie. Yeah. Tarzan.
Oh, yeah. That's right. The Shadow.
People, they're clamoring for these movies.
Billy Zane looks like
Phantom.
He's 100 years old now.
There's a great moment in The Phantom where he's riding a horse and shooting at everyone. I was like, nice. In full fucking wetsuit. Fucking
shit.
Driving by.
Well, I guess that's a fucking... how it's done, boys.
So don't get drinks with your food. We all agreed.
Yeah, it's kind of hard not... as good as part one was, it's kind of hard not to say that the 3 weeks of food talk we did in part two.
Oh, yeah.
My voice, like, hurts because I was yelling the whole time. I think we were all yelling.
Yeah, we're all yelling at each other.
Yeah, I feel like part one had a decent theme of... kind of, well, extension off of our Patreon show where we got into some late night TV.
Oh, I forgot about Umagar.
Oh, yeah, I also yelled a lot at that and at Ghostbusters. I yelled a lot this episode.
There's a lot of us just screaming at each other
Jimmy
in the screen.
Jimmy Fallon and Jimmy Kimmel getting on that Ghostbusters tip.
For some reason, I didn't think it would ever come to this where they would be doing Umagar on TV. Yeah.
Everybody,
I was caught completely by surprise.
Everybody, remember to check out the Patreon. Lots and lots of good stuff on the Patreon.
Yeah.
The new show, Dungoons and Dragoons, where I DM a bunch of Jim and Them players who have listeners who have never played D&D through a Dungeons & Dragons campaign went up. Seems to be getting a good response. I'm happy about that. I thought it'd be fun, but I feel like it went really well. And there's that, and there's like tons and tons of good stuff. So make sure you check that out.
Make sure if you got a Twitter, you're tweeting Kate McKinnon for Beetlejuice.
Yes, Kate McKinnon for
at
Beetlejuice.
Michael Keaton
at
as
Michael
well.
Michael Keaton, my boy. Let me see what he said in my DMs. Oh, nothing there yet, but he's probably sleeping. He has a really weird sweet schedule.
What a great show. Thank you so much, people hanging out in the live show. Thank you so much, people on the podcast. Make sure you get a review, even if you already reviewed the show. Review it again. Tell a friend.
Super off topic, Jim. Is there a director for the new Spider-Man movie yet?
Yes. It's the guy that did Cop Car.
Oh, I guess I'm not familiar with that. What that is.
What's his name? Cop Car is pretty good. It was...
I was thinking of... What is it? Hot Cop or with Tracy Morgan? Or what is that movie?
I didn't know he did Clown.
Kevin
as well.
Bacon.
I haven't seen Clown.
So this is another one of those weird Marvel moves where they take a guy and you're like, huh? This guy's, they're trusting this guy with Spider-Man, but they must like really,
I think
he must have a good vision or he pitched himself really well.
Well,
or
part
something.
Of the big draw, well, because Cop Car, Kevin Bacon's in it, but it's about two kids. It's about two young kids, they're best friends, and they stumble upon a cop car and they take it.
Oh, dope.
But like, I think since they're like, oh, we want a young kid, he worked well with a kid. Like, it's that whole thing. Like how it didn't work out, but when they did Web for Spider-Man because 500 Days of Summer, like, oh, we want the relationship stuff to pop.
Well, a lot of people forget that James Gunn was not like this big popular guy before he released Guardians. So, like,
although the writer
take a guy and make it great.
Sam Weir from Freaks and Geeks wrote it.
Martin Starr is
really?
In this movie?
Yeah, Martin Starr's in it.
Who is he?
We don't know.
No, yet. So many people are getting cast and they are not saying anything
about
it.
But yeah, John Francis.
He's a writer?
Yeah. Yeah, he wrote
He wrote the Spider-Man movie.
He also wrote
movie?
the Vacation
Dude, that's pretty good. I ended up seeing it. It's actually,
I was
pleasantly surprised by that movie.
Yeah, I liked
everyone's
it a lot.
Saying like, "Hey, that was good." They were right. That was a
weird,
funny
that's
movie.
That's one of those movies everyone keeps saying that about, and I still won't see it.
And it was one of those movies where the kids were
in Horrible Bosses too.
They did
good.
A good job of making the kids not the annoying kids that are in every movie.
He's making a Rob movie. A Rob movie.
Wow, fucking good on this dude. I didn't know he was writing all this
him
shit.
Him and someone else, because he has like
the
a writing
Space Knight
partner.
Himself.
I think this guy.
Steve Ditko?
Rum.
Yeah, because he worked with this guy on those other
Steve
movies.
Steve Ditko's involved.
Blurt
Wonderstone, holla!
Oh, wow. Well, good on him. Good on him.
Come on,
yeah,
because
like Donald Glover's going to be in this movie. Martin Starr
is in
it.
Hannibal
Buress is in it.
I hope he's just a homeless guy like on 30 Rock.
Zendaya.
Zendaya! Ooh, my girl!
Well, thank you so much. Anything else?
I think that might be it, my dude.
Well, on that, I'm Jim.
And we're them.
And we're out.
Word.